Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
What do I see? This one here died from HIV. I see dead people. What she do? I see dead
people.
I'm like the Reaper of Death, taking steps through the cemetery with my gold bottle in hand. This is Ken, he the tool man. He flipped his new van over like a roller coaster, got him on a newsstand. And this is Lil Jan, her mama had her in the pan, so her future was bleak before it began. And homie right here, he was in the grand, till he co-ran the wrong Colombian. Politician,
college
prison,
electrician, a physician. We all gon' end up in this position, in a box with our body all stiffened. This the homie Mark, he got murdered by a cop in front of a NY barbershop, where the kids starve a lot. OG spark a lot, so did these sparkers not, right in the parking lot. And this is Lil Chris, he went through some shit, he had scoliosis and roller coasted his ribs, but nothing close to this kid. And rolling that hold a cig, put toasters up to his wig and roasted him like a pig.
I see dead people.
Through the graveyard, what do I see? This one here, yes, he must have OD. I see dead people. What a wild day, I seen an old lady burying a crack baby that was only 3 days. And that's my homie Kane, he died in a plane crash with the oxygen mask stuck to his face. And this is Lil Faith, she sip a Lil Chase with a Grey Goose and drive her Lex Coupe, cause she saw a state trooper swerved and played goose till she pop right out of her sunroof. This the crazy truth, this mommy rocking Daisy Duke got choked until she turned baby blue. That shit was shady too, cause this cat around the way shot up the crib, missed and hit the baby too. Say it ain't true, hope you ain't next. Sincerely yours is the Reaper of Death. And
I see dead people.
The cemetery, what do I see? This one here died from
HIV.
I see dead people. This is Lil Tammy, her uncle went up in the panties and hurt her badly when she was staying over granny. Started taking zannies to erase the man who gave her bad memories. She fucked around and took too many, and it's the homie Manny. He liked to skydive till he hit a high rise, ended up on sci-fi. Asked the Lord why, but he could care less. Sincerely yours is the Reaper of Death.
I see dead people.
Through the graveyard, what do I see? This one here, yes, he must have OD.
I see dead people. What she do? I see dead people.
I see dead people.
Shalom, nation. Shalom, listeners. I'm Ambassador Antar Janir Ben Israel of the Tribe of Benjamin. This has come out of her, my people. Outreach program on Blog Talk Radio. Excuse me. Today is Wednesday, August 13th, 2014, and our topic is Cursed Shalt Thou Be in the City, Cursed Shalt Thou Be in the Field. Your fate is sealed. And that artist that played our song that we had in the beginning was Terminology, I believe, and it's called I See Dead People. As usual, here I have with me Diplomatic Officer Robert Ben Israel and our guest minister, Shedrick Ben Israel. Are you there, brothers?
Shalom, brother.
Shalom. Shalom, Ambassador.
Shalom, brothers. How are you today?
Pretty well.
Yeah, so, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Foreign on the public record, this is Minister Shedrick Ben Israel. I was just basically saying that I was overwhelmed, and I yield, brother.
Yes, sir. And you, Officer Robert, how are you today?
Shalom, Mark. I'm pretty well. I mean, I just wanted to definitely bring forth this topic to our listening audience. The listening audience is pretty much versed in what's transpiring nowadays in these past few weeks. And what we're going to do here, myself and the Yakiyam, we're going to go ahead and get into this and speak on these particular, what you would call them, tragedies, or would you call them just nature, just nature's form of justice. So that's what I like to say. I yield.
Yes, sir, brother. And we will definitely be touching on this subject today and showing our people how we are cursed and the things that may be able to be done to change that around. But before we move forward, brother, Officer Robert, do you have any current events today?
Khan. And for the listening audience who are not familiar with verse, what I just said, Khan means yes. Yes, I do. And we'll go right into it. The first article I'm going to bring forth is from the New York Post, and it states, cop shoots man in third night of St. Louis mayhem. And we'll get right into it. Violence again erupted in the St. Louis area near the site of the police shooting death of the unarmed black teenager, according to local police, despite calls by President Barack Obama and activists for a measured response. Early Wednesday, a police officer shot and critically wounded a man who drew a handgun near the site of protest over the death of 18-year-old Michael Brown, a St. Louis County Police Department officer said. Police responded about an hour after midnight to reports of four or five men with shotguns and wearing ski masks. They encountered multiple suspects running, one of whom pulled a gun on an officer who fired at him, the county officer said. The man was taken to an area hospital. Shortly after midnight, police fired tear gas into protesters who had confronted a line of officers after a far larger crowd dispersed, St. Louis County Police Department spokesman Brian Shellman said. A photograph in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch showed a protester wearing a shirt with an American flag printed on it, throwing a tear gas container back at police. There were other media reports of bottles being thrown at police. The incidents followed two nights of violent protests, looting, and arrests in Ferguson, the largely black St. Louis suburb where the shooting of Brown took place. Now, case of listening audience, I'm sure everybody's pretty much versed in what's transpiring here, what led to the actual St. Louis riots. In case you don't know, there was an individual, a young man by the name, I believe, of Mike Brown, who was allegedly shot down by police officers. There is no investigation, thorough investigation as of yet to which we can have any sort of validity in terms of what really actually transpired as of yet. But we're just bringing this forth to the listening audience's consciousness. This is just for the listening audience who may not be versed in what's transpiring here. Obama promised a full investigation by the U.S. Department of Justice into the teenager's death. I know the events of the past few days have prompted strong passion, but I urge everyone in Ferguson, Missouri, and across the country to remember this young man through reflection and understanding, Obama said in a statement. Friends and family of Brown held a peaceful church vigil Tuesday night after his father pleaded for an end to the violence. St.
Standing with supporters, including the Reverend Al Sharpton, Michael Brown Sr., said he wanted justice for his son, but wanted it the right way, quote unquote. I need all of us to come together and do this right, the right way, said Brown Sr., who wore a T-shirt showing his son's baby picture, no violence. Several hundred protesters appeared to heed the calls for nonviolence late Tuesday, chanting hands up, don't shoot, and no justice, no peace, during a tense but ultimate peaceful standoff with police clad in riot gear and flanked by armored vehicles near the site of Brown's death. The protesters, some of whom waved signs as the group was led and chanted by megaphone, had dwindled into a handful before midnight. Also on Wednesday, a woman was shot in the head in a drive-by shooting blocks from the area where Brown was killed. Her condition and whether the shooting was related to the protests were unknown, Shulman said. Now, there's a little bit more to this article. Once again, you can go ahead to www.newyorkpost.com and check out this article. It goes a little bit more into the actual controversial shooting. It speaks and elaborates and touches on it. That's the particular paragraph that I didn't go into because of I wanted to get into a couple of other things that have been transpired over the past couple of weeks. So, once again, you can go to newyorkpost.com and check that particular article out. That's the current event on that. Next article I'd like to bring forward is from www.newyorktimes.com, and it's entitled Man Shot and Killed by Los Angeles Police Officer. A Los Angeles police officer shot and killed an unarmed man in South Los Angeles on Monday night. The police said that the man, whom they did not identify, had lunged for the officer's weapon before being shot. Family members told a local television station Tuesday that the man was Ezell Ford, a 24-year-old whose mental problems, quote-unquote, they said were well known to the police. The police said that the officer shot Mr. Ford at about 8:20 p.m. after a, quote-unquote, struggle during an investigative stop. He was taken to the hospital but later died from his injuries. A woman who identified herself to the television station TKTLA as Tritobia, my apologies if I incorrectly spelled that, Ford, the victim's mother, said that her son had been lying on the ground and complying with the officer's commands when he was shot three times. My son was a good kid, Mrs. Ford said. He didn't deserve to die the way he did. He is the 16th person to have been shot at by the city's police this year, although in two cases shots were fired but did not injure anyone, according to a spokeswoman for the Los Angeles Police Department, Liliana Preciado. While some police cars in Los Angeles are equipped with video cameras, the cars assigned to the area where Mr. Ford was shot have not yet received them, she said. Now, there's a little bit more, just a couple of paragraphs more to this particular article. It's once again, it's www.newyorktimes.com. Also, I brought forth, which I'm not going to read right now, we're just going to move forward with this, was obviously the situation with the NYPD, with the chokehold situation of Eric Garner. You can find this on www.cbsnews.com. It's entitled New York NYPD Chokehold Arrest of Eric Garner Ruled Homicide. Now, we're not going to get into this particular article as of yet. That's a couple of weeks old. However, what we're going to go ahead and do, we will pass it to the ambassador to go ahead and proceed with the rest of the call. So I yield. Salam.
Yes, sir. Thank you for those current events. And, you know, it just seems like as the years go on, we have these things that happen to our people by the law, you know, enforcement officers. And, you know, everyone gets all reared up, everyone starts protesting and what have you. And then a little longer after that, they're back to normal and back to doing the same things they were doing before. Even the actual so-called leaders, you know, they step up on the scene, they have their protests, and then they're back to normal, you know, looking for another, I guess, moment or 15 minutes of fame to get their word out to the public to seem like they're trying to do something about the situation, and then it dies down. I'm not saying these leaders aren't doing things that does help the children and it does help the people of the community, but the main focus is not on the right things. As we come out every week to try to make them understand what the reason is for these things or these happenings,
and why our people are looked at the way they're looked at. No one's actually taking heed to what we're saying, and we know this because these leaders come out all the time and they say the same things. No one's changing what is being said. No one's trying to change this, the situation before it even stirs up or happens. So I'd like to just pause there and pass the mic to dear Minister Shedrick. Do you have anything, sir, on that?
Yes, sir. I had been on the social media for the last couple of days and basically watching the reactions or reading the reactions of the people, and they are pretty much a taken back. They don't understand what's going on. They're like, oh, my God, they're killing us in the middle of the street. They're shooting us. We don't know what to do. Or they are outside of social media in the streets of St. Louis right now or the day before, you know, protesting, having candlelight vigils for Michael Brown and maybe getting mace at the same time. And I want to say, for those who don't know, most of what's going on as far as the police being out there, they're really out there because while our people out there are trying to do what they consider to be protesting, they are in error with the law only because they don't have a permit to protest. You see what I'm saying? Unlawful protesting is why the police are actually out there. A lot of folks are not paying attention. So that's why the police are out there handling the situation that they're, you know, handling it the way that they're doing it, because the people are out there unlawfully protesting. And, again, this is our people not understanding the laws that have been put in place for them that they must live by and that they agreed to every 4 years when they elect their office, the people who are supposed to, you know, preside over them or rule over them. I keep thinking about this situation, and I keep thinking about the topic, and the paradigm that I came up with was Deuteronomy 28:45. And it reads as follows. And it says that all these curses will come on you. They will pursue you and overtake you until you are destroyed because you did not obey the Lord your God and observe the commandments and decrees he gave you. Why do I bring that up? Because a lot of people think that the police are killing them by happenstance, and I'd like to say that's not necessarily true. The police are pretty much what a lot of us keep forgetting. They are law enforcers. They're there to enforce the law. Now, I'm not saying that what they did over the last couple of days is right, but what a lot of our folks aren't seeing is that they're using the law to basically enforce the death upon us. And we can't seem to grasp that. You know, the other day I was communicating with a brother on Facebook, and I was saying these folks need to go home because they don't really know what they're up against. When I saw the videos before the St. Louis riots popped off, they had the people standing outside of this building. It was the citizens on one side, or people or persons, I'd like to say, on one side, and then it was the law enforcers. And they were armed. They just stood there peacefully, and our people, they're throwing insults, hurling insults, calling these people honkies and saying you're a racist and you're doing this and you're doing that. And I'm saying to myself, they need to go home because they don't understand the type of power that these people have. And I'm not saying you should fear them. I'm saying that you're coming to a gunfight with a broomstick because you don't understand it. These people don't fear you. They know who you are, and they know why they're dealing with you in the way that they're dealing with you. You can't seem to understand that every time our people do something, and it's not in conjunction with the codes of that particular state, if it's not in conjunction with the terms and conditions of that particular body politic, then that particular body politic, they somehow send the henchmen that we like to call cops to do their dirty work, or to do their job. Because it's not this government's right to treat us great. They're not supposed to treat us as if we're equal to them. And I think that's why our people messed up. Like I told one brother before, our people do not understand their slaves. I understand that part. They don't understand and they don't know they're slaves. But what they do need to get in their head is that this government is not for us. And that the only way that we can live right about now is if we decide that, hey, let's give this government back their terms and conditions. We want to go for our own government. But you got to be what you say you are, because there is nowhere in history, well, I'll take that back, because as you see, this government is proving that otherwise you can write laws and still break them. But when you break those laws, nature acts against you. So my advice to you is, when you are talking about self-government, you got to be who you say you are. Because when you sign, as my elder loves to say, sign your nature over to that piece of paper in those terms and conditions, you got to live that. Otherwise, if you break them, they come back to harm you. And that is what happened to our people. That's what's happening to our people now. In conjunction with these scriptures, your forefathers created the terms and conditions. They agreed to live by them, and they keep breaking them. And so nature is acting against them. And you don't see this because you're so self-righteous, and you don't want to see the error of your ways, and you don't want to change them, and you are so, and you're such a blame shifter, you're going to say that it's everybody outside of you that's wrong. It's the police that's killing us. No, it's not the police that's killing us. They're just vessels. It's us that's killing us, because we will not change our ways. You can't get out of a contract. A contract is just not dismissible like that. If you agree to a certain terms and conditions, you got to honor it. And I yield the floor on that, brother.
Yes, sir, brother. Right on point, right on point. Officer Robert, do you have anything, sir?
Ta-da, Ox. Very well said, Minister. Absolutely, and I concur with the Ock definitely brought forth. That's definitely there's a lot of things myself personally can go in on, and I will do. But first thing I want to do is bring it back to the scriptures. That's the first thing I want to bring it back to. Let's just go generally to Deuteronomy chapter 28. It's my apologies. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe, and to do all his commandments which I commanded thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shalt be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thine kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face, and they shall come out against thee one way, and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee. If thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. Now, I don't even know if I need to go any further. I mean, that in itself is just pretty much self-explanatory, brothers and sisters, and it touches on what the minister just spoke about. We have to get back into this. We have to get back into ourselves. We get back into our nationality. We got to get back into who we were. We have to get back into this position. We have to adhere and conform to the terms and conditions set forth by the Most High Almighty, put forth in this particular contract that he's given us. We have to come back to this. We have to definitely hearken to his ways, as he stated. He's stating that once you go ahead and do these particular things, brothers and sisters, you don't have to worry about enemies. You don't have to worry about enemies in the form of a police uniform, quote-unquote, in which you consider the police officers your enemies, quote-unquote enemies. Really, what they're really doing is just basically they're not doing anything really wrong. They're just, I'm not going to say they're not doing anything wrong. I'm just saying that they're not doing anything that I can see that would be what it all comes down to, brothers and sisters, a lot of us, and we got to admit this to each other, brothers and sisters, it's our behavior patterns. That's where a lot of these particular laws, that's where a lot of this thing is stemming from, brothers and sisters. You have to get out of this narcissistic entitlement and thinking that everybody owes her something, and get out of this mentality and get back into this law, statutes, the commandments that the Most High has put forth to us. It's right here in Deuteronomy 28. He has put this for us to be able to go ahead and do. All you have to do, brothers and sisters, get that Bible, open it up one day. 15 minutes instead of going out here and wasting time on Facebook, open up this Bible, Deuteronomy 28. Just read it and just listen and see what the Most High has put forth to you. And see, does it appeal to you, and does it seem like something that you can go ahead and agree to in that contract, brothers and sisters? That's what we're bringing forth today, brothers and sisters, to go ahead and let you know that it is here and it's time, brothers and sisters, for us to get up out of this, come up out of her, come up out of this beast, brothers and sisters, come up out of her. And with that, I yield.
Yes, sir, brother. Some great points there. And, you know, while you were reading those texts and speaking, and I believe you mentioned our behavior patterns, and that's another thing that we have to really let the people understand. You know, it's a part of those that contract as far as Deuteronomy and the blessings that we shall get if we follow the commandments and obey them, laws, statutes, and commandments, is a type of lifestyle that you live, a modest lifestyle, a lifestyle with morals, and a righteous lifestyle. When you have those things in your life and you live by those, you'll be looked at as someone different, and you will not, I don't care how many others out there that are like you, that are not obeying the laws, statutes, and commandments, as long as you uphold those laws, statutes, and commandments, and you show it on the outside to the public, and they see you, and when you are in interaction with, whether it be law, you know, law officers or policy, police, which are just policy upholders, what happens is they will notice something different about you in the way you come off when they ask you a question, when they approach you, and then you'll get a different reaction. So a lot of the things that happen to our people and a lot of these deaths are because we can't control our attitudes and our emotions. We believe anytime someone looks at you or someone approaches you that they're coming at you, you know, apprehensively. And this is why we're getting into these situations and problems. And a lot of our young children are facing a lot of different situations. They're in homes, as far as to youth homes, they're in prisons, they're in juvenile detention centers, and a lot of them are in the graveyards, 6 feet under, because of these same attitudes and not living a righteous, moralistic life. So although we know that it comes from us not going by these laws, statutes, and commandments, the interaction with anyone around you, including these law enforcement agents, is what determines where you will end up or the outcome of that situation. And I also have had interaction with these law enforcement agents, and I know the ones that I had an interaction with, and this was not too long ago, are prejudiced. They approached me in a way where they wanted to, quote-unquote, lock me up for something that they were pushing to put evidence to say that I did something wrong. And the way that I approached it when they were questioning me, And then the way that I approached it on paper, lawfully, after the situation, it got stamped out. So, you know, there's different ways that you can approach a situation and react to you being questioned, or you someone questioning you and wanting to search you, wanting to stop you for no reason. There's a way to react. And a lot of the times these things that happen that we see in the news is because of the reaction of our people not understanding what's going on, as our brothers put it earlier, and them just believing that someone's out to get them. So, you know, we just have to look at the situation, go back, retract, and change our ways. That this is what will change the outcome of those situations when you're approached by someone who you believe may have something against you, or they may be trying to straighten your act by making sure you're on point. And when I say on point, that means you are following these 613 law statutes and commandments, and you're going by them. And when you show them that you're going by them, then they look at you differently, and you'll get a different reaction. And with that, I yield and pass it on to you, Minister Shedrick.
Shalom, brother, and thank you. I just want to touch on something. You spoke of the 613 law statutes and commandments. You know what I like about this particular government? I like that the laws and the terms and the conditions, or the terms and conditions which are the law, are defined. And you know the number thereof. You understand what I'm saying? It's no question about how many laws do we have. We know how many laws we have. Our ancestors knew how many laws we have. So it really didn't take them long to get it, because they already knew how many laws they had. How many of you average citizens who love to call themselves America, who love to beg America for scraps, who love to be a part and integrate with America, do the things that the heathens love to do, how many of you guys can honestly say that you know your state, municipal, and national set of laws? How many of you say that? How many of you actually can sit here and say, honestly, say that we know how many laws there is here in the United States? Please don't lie to yourselves, because none of you do. Because if you did, you will understand why the police is killing our young black men, why they're gunning them down in the middle of the street and shooting them multiple times. You know what I like? I like the fact that when our ancestors basically agreed to these contracts, they were competent enough to understand that a contract is to be fulfilled by obligation, and that they would die in order to complete this contract, because they believed in this contract. And not so much as believing in the contract, but they believed in the entity behind this contract. And they understood nature so well that they were willing to go above and beyond to fulfill this contract, at least most of them. And the ones that shied away from the contract were the ones who are pretty much self-righteous. They thought that they could live according to their own laws, is what I mean. That's what self-righteous means. And nature basically showed them that a man alone is not a nation. You cannot govern by yourself, because it takes a village to raise a child, okay? We need each other. Whether you can think you can live in this world by yourselves, this government is proving you otherwise. Because, yes, still, our people can call themselves, I don't need anybody. And then guess what? As soon as we get killed by another nationality, everybody comes together. What do I mean? Is that even though we try to be individuals in this society that is in opposition to us, there's still something inside of us that compels us to come together to at least feel some type of compassion for each other. And that thing is genetic. And that genetic is instilled in us from natural law. And it's because our ancestors adhere to a set of laws, which is the 613 laws, that pretty much shaped us into what a lot of the world had known us at that particular time as gods. But are we acting godly today? No, we're not acting godly today. Are we being men and women today? No, we're not being women and men today. Because we have lost our identity. What defines us? Our terms and conditions define us. But now you are defined by the terms and conditions of the United States. And because you are defined by the terms and conditions of the United States, they can treat you, you being their property, they can treat you however they want to treat you. You who agreed to sign, every time you vote, a lot of those folks don't even know that. If you look in the etymology dictionary, look up the term vote. It is not the same thing as suffrage. Every time you vote, you pledge yourself. That's what the word vote means. You are pledging yourself to this government. You are pledging yourself to be their property, to be disposed as they choose. Whenever they have no use for you, they can do away with you whenever they feel like it, as long as they have the laws backing them up. This is what you guys have to understand that you signed up for. I give you a prime example. I was on Facebook today. I went to the terms and conditions. Sometimes they go to the terms and conditions. How many of you guys know that your IP address is being used to collect data on you? Even though you didn't agree to that, but that's what they're doing. And you gave them the consent to do it when you started using their service, when you start using their SMS, their social media services, that I have to say. You got to start reading the terms and conditions, brothers and sisters. I suffer from that too, but I'm really learning how to rectify that. We got to be mindful of the contracts that we get into, because now we're finding ourselves victims of some circumstances that we can't control. The only way that we control them is if we decide that we want to place ourselves under a new jurisdiction. And here at Tribes of Aboriginal Nations, which is an ecclesiastical theocracy, we do that. We offer that. But you got to change your minds, brothers, and you have to change your ways. It's you who are killing you. Everybody else that has the gun, they're just vessels. Or anyone else who's in authority and has the gun, they're just vessels. I yield the floor, man.
Yes, sir, brother. Officer Robert, you have anything?
Not kind. Man, there's so many different ways we can go with this, brothers. Akianos. I mean, this is a very vague topic. We can go a thousand different ways, but one thing I want to also touch on is what the Ak just said, dealing with our brothers and sisters, not going over, as a pure example, the terms and conditions, man. Myself and Ambassador Antajaneer went over a show one time before, a few shows ago, that was entitled Microwave Remedy. Well, yeah, this is kind of sort of like when he spoke about that, I started thinking about microwave generation. Our brothers and sisters, we don't sit down, look at, we don't respect order. We don't respect rules anymore. It's more about defining rules. It's more about being lawless. It's more about doing what you want to do outside of what the Most High Almighty has intended for you to do, so you don't have these particular quote-unquote problems for yourself. He's given you the blueprint so that this way you can get yourself to avoid yourself in those particular problems. So I do agree that we do have what you would call a microwave generation. Everybody wants a quick fix. Everybody wants to go ahead and you're not, like the brother has said, on Facebook they have your IP address and they track it down, and they have different websites and different third-party corporations tracking your particular whereabouts on the Internet and things of that particular nature. The thing is, you're so anxious over, you're so anxious and so in that microwave what's the word I'm trying to use, microwave state of mind consciousness that you don't take the time out to do some of these things. Everything is quick, 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 as opposed to sitting down and looking over these particular things, these laws, statutes, and commandments, and also the terms and conditions for any particular thing. Now, another thing I wanted to touch on is a situation where I touched on with the behavior patterns. Well, both all Akiyams touched on in terms of the behavior patterns. These behavior patterns, brothers and sisters, are going to tie our particular people to be what they will call in this particular corporation domestic terrorists. The fact that you're going ahead and you're dealing with the particular things that you're dealing with right now, you will be labeled as a domestic terrorist, and you will not know why. You will have no reason why, understanding why you will be labeled domestic terrorist, except for the fact that you are quote-unquote black, and that has nothing at all to do with it. It has nothing at all to do with the fact that you are black. It's because of your behavior patterns, you not coming back into what you're supposed to come into, which is nature, and understanding who you are and dealing what you have to deal with in terms of operating as a freeborn man. That's what the key thing is here. And the gangs in the streets are already labeled as quote-unquote domestic terrorists. And this is just a little preparation for what they have tried to be able to create, which was some sort of insurrection. Now, another thing I've noticed with the St. Louis situation, and I'm not trying to badger, I'm just trying to just look at this. Brothers and sisters, why are we rioting and looting our own communities? Why are we doing that, brothers and sisters? We have to get out of that mentality way of thinking, because what we're doing is we're putting ourselves in an even worse situation than we already are. Why are you destroying the fellow brethren's black businesses? Do you know how long it'll take for that individual to be able to recoup for that particular business that you go ahead and destroy and bring down, brothers and sisters? Do you know that you're taking away from your own community? Do you know that you're really bankrupting yourselves? I don't know, brothers and sisters, if you understand that the rioting and the looting does nothing. It does nothing at all to remedy the situation whatsoever. Marching, all these protests, they don't do anything. Only thing you're going to do is you're going to get yourself lumped into these quote-unquote terms that they have created, these domestic terrorists underneath the King Alfred plan, the Rex 84, and it's going to get you caught up into this realm that you don't want to get yourselves into, brothers and sisters. And believe it or not, like the brother had pointed out earlier, you cannot stand up to this beast, not to be afraid, like the brother said, not to be intimidated by this beast. But this beast has toys beyond toys beyond toys that they are just waiting to utilize on you, brothers and sisters. If you, brothers and sisters, think about having any form of insurrection, we will be wiped out, brothers and sisters. That particular area will be wiped out. So, brothers and sisters, I encourage you to think about these particular things. Understand it takes 15 minutes that you're listening to that 50-cent CD or whoever you're listening to, whoever it might end up being, and just sit down and read this particular Bible. Go through Deuteronomy 28 and read through that. And think about this particular thing that myself and the Akiyam are bringing forth, brothers and sisters, and Brother Priest has been bringing forth for the past 3 years, brothers and sisters. Think about it. Get your mind right, brothers and sisters. And with that, I yield.
Yes, sir. Cursed shalt thou be in the city. Cursed shalt thou be in the field. Your fate is sealed. And I want to just elaborate on the fate being sealed. Your fate can be sealed in a few different ways. And as far as the nation, we have a different take on that as far as to our studies and the things we know about when you're being sealed. But if you also read in the scripture, I believe it is in Revelation, I'm not sure of the verse, chapter and verse, but it also speaks of sealed. And it speaks of being sealed by the beast, and then it speaks of being sealed by the Most High. So if you're cursed, that makes it known that you're sealed by the beast. Now, if we go into the word sealed, people might think, like, in their mind that, oh, I'm going to church, or I'm not out there, you know, looting with those people. I'm not out there rioting or I don't go out and steal and I don't do these things. But you, when you're sealed, there's a lawful meaning to that seal. And on paper, as the brothers mentioned earlier, you are sealed in contracts. And there's, as I like to say, there's more than six different contracts that everyone gets into according to the, where they reside as a, as far as a nation. And those contracts, they are sealed in those contracts. And if it's a nation that they're under, that nation has a seal. And in many different ways, you're sealed. So, yes, you're sealed in your mind, and you may believe that that seal is of the Most High. But if you're out there, you know, you can't do without watching a particular sports game, or you can't miss it, you have to record it. If you're out there and you got to watch American, quote-unquote, Idol, and all of these dance shows and these American Housewives and these different shows, that's a different type of seal. You are contracting with these entertainment companies because you can't miss a show or you got to talk about it with your friends. That's another type of seal. And that seal puts you right back to the seal that we were discussing as far as the seal along with the beast. Now, some people, religions, they like to look at that seal as they call it, you know, Satan's seal or what have you. Okay, well, look out, look throughout all those churches, and you will not find someone in those churches. You will probably, it'll probably be 0.1 of those people in those churches that do not go into the, you know, as far as media, entertainment, and those things. They have nothing to do with it. And I'm not going to say that all the media is bad and you can't watch anything, but there's things that manipulate your mind to make you believe that some of the things that you're doing wrong is right. And this is helping those behavioral problems that we were discussing that our people have. This is aiding it because it's making you think that, you know, it's cool to be tough. It's cool to be defiant. It's cool to go against what the law is. You know, as I said in one of our blog talks before, I know I go around guys like where I'm staying right now in Michigan. It doesn't matter if you're so-called black or, as we say, aboriginal. It doesn't matter if you're so-called white or, as we say, Caucasoid. Everyone has been to jail. It's like I'm the only one out here as far as the people that who would be quote-unquote my peers if I was out there in the world like that. But I do interact with everyone because I try to get this message up to everyone as far as I can. But when I speak to them, everyone has either been in jail or coming up as a youth, they've had ADHD. And, you know, everyone, when you drive, they're driving like, you know, intimidating. They pull up right behind you and then swing out around you, you know, like, it's almost like they're racing or showing off around you. And I just drive normally. But it just goes to show you that that behavioral problem comes from a lot of the things that's out there around you that you're partaking in. And I don't want to go on too further because we have to get to the calls. But with that, I yield. Officer Shedrick, do you want to say something brief and then go to the calls? Minister Shedrick?
Yes, okay. Sir. I apologize. Yes, let's go straight to the calls because you want to hear what our listeners have to say, brother.
Yes, sir. You want to take the calls, Officer Robert?
Shalom, Ak Khan. Area code 647704. You're live on the air.
Shalom, brothers. Shalom, nation. Shalom, listeners. This is Brother Andrew. You know, it's a terrible thing, but at the same time, these things are to be expected once you are aware to read the signs of the times, which is the scriptures. You know, when the scripture makes mention, weep not for these people, and you're aware of these things that happen, we cannot be surprised. And when it does happen, for not knowing who we are, and from us knowing who we are, to be able to act in our own capacity based off of who we are and the people that we ought to be acting and conducting our businesses in, then there's going to be problems, you know, because an ant can't operate like a lion, and you're not going to find a lion operating like a snake. You're not going to find a snake operating as a mongoose. See, a mongoose is a type of animal He's very calm, cool, and collected, but messed with one of his families and it will tear up a snake. So we have to comprehend who we are. You know, many of us, I'm gangster, I'm more gangster than him. But at the end of the day, every single ghetto, every single hood has the possibility to perform, has the possibility to provide the same kind of gangster in any other hood. But for us to be fighting against our own self doesn't make no sense if we're not comprehending and we can't answer the question, why are we fighting against our own selves? And when we comprehend the reason why we're fighting against our own selves is because we're all lost trying to find our goal, trying to find our purpose, trying to find our satisfaction in life. And no greater satisfaction in life can come when an individual knows who they are, operating into who they are, and, you know, doing what they're supposed to be doing instead of having another individual telling them, no, you can't do this. It could be a nuisance to anybody if somebody who is none of your nation, doesn't understand your culture, doesn't understand your spirit, and they're telling you, you can't do this. You have the capacity to do it, and you know you have the capacity to do it. It's like a little child that says, no, I want to do this. Let me do this by myself. They might not be able to know to do it. They might never have done it before, but they feel in their spirit that, yeah, I got this. I can do this. So we have to know who we are. We have to continue to embrace who we are, not to be fearful of who we are. Of course, we're going to slip. But our spirit is connected to the universal spirit, and that universal spirit will not allow us to fall. So that's all I have to say. Peace and increase. Shalom. Shalom, nation. Shalom, listeners.
Shalom, brother. Thank you for that, brother. Yes, sir. Right on point. I mean, you know, it's plain to see. Most of us can't see it because of the things that we are indulging in that is keeping us, that's blocking our senses from realizing what's really going on. But it's something that we have to change within ourselves. And with that, I yield. Officer Robert, you have anything?
Absolutely. Like I said, there's so many different ways we can go on with this show. And I would just also like to touch on something that you had mentioned, Ambassador, in terms of sealed. Just to touch on it, you can be sealed, like the brother had mentioned, by the Most High Creator, or you can wind up being sealed in terms of your mindset to keep on and being sealed on public record, like I pointed forth earlier, and what in their particular system is listed as a domestic terrorist. Our people, because of our behavior patterns, we will always be in a perpetual disadvantage or have dealing with a perpetual deficiency. It's as long as we continue to go outside of these laws, statutes, and commandments and these things put forth by the Most High Creator, we are always going to be perpetually outside of that. We will be perpetually sealed into their particular system, mindset-wise, status-wise, and other spiritually-wise, and otherwise. So, brothers and sisters, it's time for you to decide. Where do you want to be sealed within? It's your choice. You have to figure that out. And like I said, pointed out earlier, brothers and sisters, this rioting and this looting is not the answer. It's not the answer. It's more self-destructive than it is productive. We already are disenfranchised. We already are more deprived economically than a lot of other particular quote-unquote ethnicities or whatever these categories, social constructs and brands that they label us as being, or any other particular brand, we're part of the bottom on the totem pole, besides our brothers, the Issacharites. So, brothers and sisters, you got to make some decisions in this particular situation that you're dealing with. And with that, I yield. I pass it back to the minister to take us home.
Thank you, brother. I would just like to leave the listening audience with this. Whether you guys want to agree with this or not, I believe that in accordance with the law, that a lot of the said atrocities that have been committed against our people are acts of God. And the reason why it is such because these people who are debtors signed a contract who were Israelites and who are Israelites by bloodline, particularly of the tribe of Judah, as we're speaking about in these top in these articles that we're speaking on today, signed a contract with the Creator that has been translated, changed, spit on, cursed, blasphemed by every nation in the world who don't understand that this is a contract that you signed and that your prophets and your ancestors created has now, this contract that you signed, brothers and sisters, has now come back to bite you in the ass. And I say that with respect. I do not mean to be facetious when I say that. It came back to bite you because you are what your ancestors were. And because your ancestors had a debt to fulfill, you are now fulfilling that debt because now that debt had been passed on to you. And now the Most High is seeking vengeance on you until you decide that you want to fill this obligation that your ancestors had set forth for you. In time, you will see worse than this. You're going to see more multiple killings. You probably will see hangings, if you will, later on down the line, if the government choose to do so. Because, see, you're disposable now. And at this particular point in time, the way our people are acting, the condition that our people are in, you would warrant that act. I'm not saying I would agree to it, but then again, if the Most High is in these laws, and don't think that the United States law is separate from the law, because if you, from the law of this Bible, because if you go and look on the internet and look up how Joint Resolution 97-280, they agreed and they put it on public record that they got the laws from this book. So time out for the madness, folks. Let's get real about the situation that we're dealing with here. We can say we were innocent, we're good people, not according to this contract that we signed, folks. We got to fulfill this contract, and let's get it. Let's be out, brother.
Yes, sir. Well, we'd like to say again that we're out here every week. There is a Monday call, today, Wednesday's call, Friday and Sunday. And we're on a campaign to help our people come out of the state of mind consciousness they're in, come out of the beast, get out of that seal that you're sealed in, and come over to the seal under the Most High. And you can find us on www.templeofthemosthigh.org. Once again, www.templeofthemosthigh.org. And our main site is www.tribesofaboriginalnations.com. Again, www.tribesofaboriginalnations.com. There is a lot of reading material there. There is information on our history, information on the reason why we are in the situation we're in. There's recordings there, past recordings, some as far back as to 2012 and 11, where you can hear our brother priest actually breaking down certain things that you will understand. This is where I came around to the nation. I listened to those recordings, and it showed me the way. I mean, I was searching, and anyone who wants a difference within their people and see what's really going on would adhere to those recordings and listen and seek out more knowledge and information. And this is what it takes for you to change that state of mind consciousness. You have to be reborn. You have to be reborn, the right kind of reborn, not going into some water or not getting sprinkled with some so-called holy water. This is a real rebirth. We have to change our thinking. We have to change the way we've been conditioned because it's our fault why we've been conditioned that way, and it's our fault because we are accepting the conditioning. So once again, come out of her, my people, and it's time for us to be a nation once again. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, relatives.
Shalom.